Might as well call it Dunroaming or the Laurels. It's a lot better than Shambles, anyway, said Wensleydale mildly. Shambhala, corrected Adam. I expect it's the same place. Probably got both names, said Pepper, with unusual diplomacy. Like our house. We changed the name from the Lodge to Norton View when we moved in, but we still get letters addressed to Theo C. Cupier, the Lodge. Perhaps they've named it Shambhala now, but people still call it the Laurels. Adam flicked a pebble into the hole. He was becoming bored with Tibetans. What should we do now? Said Pepper. They're dipping sheep over at Norton Bottom Farm. We could go and help. Adam threw a larger stone into the hole and waited for the thump. It didn't come. Dunno, he said distantly. I reckon we should do something about whales and forests and such like. Like what? Said Brian, who enjoyed the diversions available at a good sheep dipping. He began to empty his pockets of crisp packets and dropped them one by one into the hole. We could go into Tadfield this afternoon and not have a hamburger, said Pepper. If all four of us don't have one, that's millions of acres of rainforest they won't have to cut down. They'll be cutting them down anyway, said Wensleydale. It's grass materialism again, said Adam. Same with the whales. It's amazing the stuff that's going on. He stared at Dog. He was feeling very odd. The little mongrel, noticing the attention, balanced expectantly on its hind legs. It's people like you that's eating all the whales, said Adam severely. I bet you've used up nearly a whole whale already. Dog, one last tiny satanic spark of his soul, hating himself for it, put his head on one side and whined. It's going to be a fine old world to grow up in, Adam said. No whales, no air, and everyone paddling around because of the seas rising. Then the Atlantis hens will be the only ones well off, said Pepper cheerfully. Huh, said Adam, not really listening. Something was happening inside his head. It was aching. Thoughts were arriving there without him having to think them. Something was saying, you can do something, Adam Young. You can make it all better. You can do anything you want. And what was saying this to him was him. Part of him, deep down. Part of him that had been attached to him all these years and not really noticed, like a shadow. It was saying, yes, it's a rotten world. It could have been great. But now it's rotten, and it's time to do something about it. That's what you're here for, to make it all better. Because they'd be able to go everywhere, Pepper went on, giving him a worried look. The Atlantis ants, I mean. Because I'm fed up with the old Atlantis ants and Tibetans, snapped Adam. They stared at him. They'd never seen him like this before. It's all very well for them, said Adam. Everyone's going around using up all the whales and coal and oil and ozone and rainforest and that, and there'll be none left for us. We should be going to Mars and stuff, instead of sitting around in the dark and wet with the air spilling in the way. This wasn't the old Adam the them knew. The them avoided one another's faces. With Adam in this mood, the world seemed a chillier place. Seems to me, said Brian pragmatically, seems to me the best thing you could do about it is stop reading about it. It's like you said the other day, said Adam. You grow up reading about pirates and cowboys and spacemen and stuff, and just when you think the world's all full of amazing things, they tell you it's really all dead whales and chopped down forests and nuclear waste hanging about for millions of years. It's not worth growing up for, if you ask my opinion. The them exchanged glances. There was a shadow over the whole world. Storm clouds were building up in the north, the sunlight glowing yellow off them as though the sky had been painted by an enthusiastic amateur. "Seems to me it ought to be rolled up and started all over again," said Adam. That hadn't sounded like Adam's voice. A bitter wind blew through the summer woods. Adam looked at Dog, who tried to stand on his head. There was a distant mutter of thunder. He reached down and patted the dog absent-mindedly. "Serve everyone right. If all the nuclear bombs went off and it all started again, only properly organized," said Adam. Sometimes I think that's what I'd like to happen, and then we could sort everything out. The thunder growled again. Pepper shivered. This wasn't the normal them Mobius bickering, which passed many a slow hour. There was a look in Adam's eye that his friend couldn't quite fathom. Not devilment, because that was more or less there all the time, but a sort of blank greyness that was far worse. Well, I don't know about we, Pepper tried. Don't know about the we, because if there's all these bombs going off, we all get blown up. Speaking as a mother of unborn generations, I'm against it. They looked at her curiously. She shrugged. And then giant ants take over the world, said Wensleydale nervously. I saw this film. Or you go around with sawn-off shotguns, and everyone's got these cars with, you know, knives and guns stuck on. I wouldn't allow any giant ants or anything like that, said Adam, brightening up horribly.